Welcome to the All Man Podcast. We're having casual conversations through the lenses of two different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am the Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And Wayne is out. Please send him your best wishes. Well wishes, prayers. We had a little scare on the team. And so we want to make sure he gets healthy and that he's okay.
Yeah, prayers up.
So Everyday Fly, Steak Envy, and all the other handles he has.
For all the names.
For all the names. All right. Man, last week had me bugged out, man. I ain't gonna front. Sorry for moving the mic so much.
Okay. Are we continuing? Is this part two?
I gotta get situated.
Okay.
So hang on a second. Yeah, we have changed. I guess we've changed positions here. Michael Andrew is dressed down, and I am in a hat for the second week in a row.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway,
here at 404 Smoke Shop in Camp Creek, Atlanta, Georgia. Please fall through if you ever want to speak your piece.
Yeah, let us know what you think about whatever. So we talked on the group chat. Then I was sending, you replied to my topic suggestions or possible topics for this week's show.
Okay.
And you had said, because it's not like, you said you weren't going to get into your personal life anymore.
Yes.
That got to me, man.
Okay.
That got to me because I was like, first I want to know why. Like, I'm like, what made him say that? Because my assumption was something. So let me ask first.
Well, what was your assumption?
My assumption is that it hit too hard. You didn't like, maybe you felt like we were coming down on you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. So it was a personal, it really was more of a personal decision. As I realized, we all have to just create boundaries. Like, and I realized it's not conducive for a personal relationship, and I don't really feel like the rest of the team does that. Like, we all collectively have not really put business out, like, about relationships.
Business out about my relationship?
There's been times we've had conversations where we're not putting things on Front Street, which to me is a respectful thing. Like, I don't.
Like, the only one we don't do that is with Wayne.
No, we've had conversations with you in previous relationships where there may be certain aspects that we're talking about that create a topic, which is great. But we're not going to say the person that you're dating at that point is XYZ. When we've had other situations with me where names were called out, where things were brought up specifically. And so I was just like, after talking to several people that whose perspective I appreciate, I was just like, yo, just create boundaries. There's nothing wrong with you saying, like, yo, in a relationship or in my previous relationships, this has happened. Or if I'm in a relationship, we've had these conversations or we've had these interactions, and then leaving it there.
No, I'm not saying that. If that's your choice, that's your choice. Yeah. However, if you're saying that part of and what I want to talk about was this, I know we had topics, but I was just like, yo, let me address some shit.
Right.
As I'm address shit how men address shit. This is my personal issues, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm like, as you say that, I think I've put out more shit than anything.
Than anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. I would disagree, but that's two different perspectives. That's why we're on here.
But, I mean, you're talking about, I've talked about my kids. I've talked about 6 foot. I've talked about, you're going back to the first season.
Right.
I've talked about Beanie Babies. I've talked about fucking baby moms. I mean, I've talked about them all.
Well, we've had... And like I said, in past situations, those situations are not ongoing or concurrent. Even when you were in previous relationships, like with Six Footer,
mm-hmm.
we had a conversation. The main conversation that we had with Six Footer was, or about Six Footer was my initial interaction with him, with her. And then after that.
Yeah, no slip.
So there was.
Taking that shit serious.
So there was that. And then the one that we did not get to put out due to technical issues.
Because I was like, yo, don't forget, we recorded. I said no. Then I said, yeah, go ahead, do it.
Right. And then we had technical issues. But which is neither here nor there. And then it's always been after the fact. So, like, which is fine. Like,
well, I mean, there's nothing that we could. I mean, my situation's.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It was respect. But my thing is always, it's just a, for me, it's been an unspoken just kind of respect. Like, when several situations have been on the outs, like, you were like, well, let's bring such and such on the show, which was just a good idea on your side. And then I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. Because even with past relationships, with present relationships, the way that we go about navigating through that, based on the conversation that we've had off air, it was like, this is going to be personal, and this is also going to create a potential uncomfortable situation for the person who was going to be there, because that person didn't volunteer to have their business put out. Like, even if they came on the show, mm-hmm. they're not like, hey,
but that's why I asked. And right. notice I didn't put out any names. Right. I specifically said no.
Right. And people have been who have watched this have a different perspective. I mean, this has happened 3 or 4 times. Like, I had a conversation with a young lady, and she was just like, yo, even though people don't know me, like, I checked out the podcast and I felt uncomfortable. And I was like, you know what? I got to respect that. So if I'm talking to somebody and they're like, hey, I'm comfortable with us talking about the relationship, or I'm comfortable with you talking about the relationship on air and that transition, then cool.
Because I've had that said, too. Don't mention my name on the show. Or don't mention me on the show. We still did it. Beanie Babies asked me not to do it. Fuck that.
Well, I mean, that's...
And we can even call out her name. I don't give a shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I think that's where my thing is when it's over. Like, even when it was over with me and a particular party, I was like... Or when we were having static... It was just like, all right, I understand that person's perspective when they were like, one, I can't defend myself. And then it was, you can come up on the show. But then to me, there was like the back end conversations are, hey, we had this conversation one-on-one. And I know I went and talked to my girls about it, and you went and talked to your boys about it. But we didn't bring that on a public forum.
That's you.
Which is fine. I'm simply saying this is what works for me. Like, so where I am now, like, in my own recollection, which had nothing to do with the previous show, it was just like, this is what's going to work for me. Because when we're having conversations about certain dynamics, I'm not going to bring personal conversations that we've had off air to the fray here. That's just me.
Personal conversations, I can understand. But personal situations, I don't. And the reason being is that, you know, I got word that one particular person reached out and said, hey, it's cool that I get to hear, and they mentioned me. Mm-hmm. I'll just put it that way. They mentioned me because I spoke. That's why I was like, what? It's cool to hear somebody's struggles or somebody's point of view who's in a relationship mm-hmm. or who has been in a relationship mm-hmm. or who's been married mm-hmm. versus not.
Okay.
So, I always believe being connecting with the audience, letting them know that's why we did this shit, because we're real.
You're right.
Like, if we can't put our shit, like, who wants to hear us preach about some other shit? Everybody can do that. But what sets us apart is that we're not afraid to go at it.
Well, there's a difference between going at it and then putting somebody else in it.
But we didn't put anybody, like, for example, like, mm-hmm. we put one party in it that I can remember for you. And the only reason why is because we slipped up and said her name on the show. And by we, I mean you.
No, well, there's been several, like I said, from my perspective, there's been several instances, even with one, where, like, even last week, that person is, like, that was actually a random conversation where I was telling Wayne before you came in about the person's, like, my effects, like, where you kind of get shook, like, not that the person's trying to do anything, she just creates a bit of a disarming effect on you. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, and then that just snowballed into a different conversation, which made for good content.
Right.
When it then started coming into a situation where bring her on the show, and I'm like, this person has, not when we were on, but like after post show, I'm like, this person has absolutely nothing to do with it. She would have been like, wait, what? Like, and the fact that it was, let's talk about Mike's dating relationships, like, and where he is. I have no problem saying, hey, I went on a date. This is what happened. If I'm in a relationship, I'm going, and it's a personal space. And like, you can fuck with it or you won't. Like, that's just where I am now. Like, and I know that. Like,
you can answer or not. I'm right. Still going to ask and push because I think that that's what a good, I think that I make my part of the show, my third of the show for me.
That's fine.
You know, I approach it in that manner because right. I'm like, hey, that's what I would want to see. And obviously, there are people who want to see what you have to offer. But right. I don't know what that is because, you know, like you said, you pulled back
right.
last year. You know, Wayne comes on the show. We all have our purposes.
Right.
However, like, who wants to see a fucking, who, like, you wouldn't go to a fat trainer. You wouldn't fucking say, hey, fat guy, train me, or fat woman, train me. Like, I don't give a fuck how much you know. I'm not going to a fat trainer. I'm not going to a motherfucking, you know, a motherfucker with no hands to try to cut my hair. Like, you want to go to somebody who is going to be in the trenches with you.
Well, here's the thing. I think that people have to have a understanding of guidance, of a conversation, and our tenet is perspectives. Perspectives don't have to regard anything personal. When I'm coaching people on style, the people that I may be coaching may have no alignment with my personal style. They may, but I know style. So I can talk to you about all these different elements, even though I'm not a t-shirt, jeans, sneakerhead, I can still talk to you in those terms. I can speak to you about the deeper elements that you need to be focused on that are going to run across any element. I can still talk to you about situations where I made impulse purchases and they haven't worked because they weren't a true reflection of who I am. So just because I'm not talking about a specific personal experience that may go on right then and there or right at that time doesn't mean that I'm still not offering a like that I'm not offering something that's still going to be qualitative or still not going to be insightful in that space. So that's just how I look at it.
I don't know, man. It seemed like it, you know, it came after we had a conversation. It was after the show because, you know, I listened to the show 2.5 times.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hit, I think battery went out on my fucking phone, but I listened to the show like 2.5 times. I was like, yo, this is a really good show because we're talking, we're getting a good banter
mm-hmm.
on a topic that really doesn't have, it, realistically, if you listen to the show, Wayne mentions, he's like, this is not the first time. So it's not a particular person, it's you.
You understand? I had no problem. And once again, I had no problem having that conversation about me, like in that space. I simply was saying, if it is, because that was about, from you guys' perspective, that was about me. And like I said, that person is not like, yo, this would have been something we've been going back and forth through. This was like months ago, like stuff had happened way, way in the past, and it just created good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't mad at that. Like, we can, and I have no problem talking about me. My thing was, like I said, if I'm bringing in a relationship to, and it's, and I would have this conversation with anybody on a public forum, like any person who's going to be in the fray or who's producing certain things may have their boundaries on certain things that they talk about and certain things that they don't talk about. And on podcasts that I've listened to and I've watched, some people are like, yo, it's balls to the wall. And you need to understand that if you date me or if we're together,
mm-hmm.
I'm bringing up everything that we talk about. And usually we'll usually see that partner or that other party in the space
right.
immediately so that they can speak their piece. What I've realized over the conversation with several people is, yo, I'm not there. Two, they may not know you guys. They don't know your intent. They don't know what's going to be in that space. For me, I pull back even in certain conversations regarding any of your relationships out of respect that's not my relationship. One, and then there's two sides to every story.
Two things.
That are sides. with a side of gravy. Right? So I'm just always cognizant of that. And that's me. Like, you're more than welcome to ask a question. I just may say, yeah, I'm not going to answer that. You know what I mean? That's just what have to be the thing.
Why would you, why have you pulled back? You said, oh, there's been certain things that you've pulled back on. Why?
Wisdom, experience.
No, I mean asking us. Let me rephrase. Oh. Asking me, because I pull back on Wayne because Wayne's married and we all know his wife.
Right. Right.
Me.
But we also all know we've all met and experienced, like, or in, I shouldn't say, an interface with your past girlfriends outside of really one who we made an introduction, hey, how you doing, and then kept it moving.
Which one was that?
With 6 footer, like,
oh, okay,
literally 3 minutes, hey, how you doing, and kept it moving.
I'm just gonna say, yeah.
So with the rest of those, and then, like I said, once you're in the relationship, it's never been like with my conversations to say on air, hey, what's happening, and let me poke at this to see if we can get the information. Because at the end of the day, this is not, from my perspective, something where I'm seeking to garner content at somebody's, especially if it's somebody's pain. When you were in those spaces, to me it's like, yo, that's not even something that I want to initiate unless he wants to fully discuss that. So I'm always going to respect wherever your space is within that conversation.
I understand. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I believe I understand what you're saying. You made a statement about pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I cannot come to you, for example, last week's show, and I'm going to reference that because that's when it came after last week's show.
Yeah.
Last week's show was more about, and anytime this, primarily we talk relationships. We talk relationships some sort of way.
Right.
So interacting in those, whether romantic or otherwise, it's pivotal for the show.
Okay.
So going back to you saying, well, I'll pull back from saying XYZ or someone's pain. What pain are we talking about? Because you could say, hey, Tone, for the show, you know, I don't want to say, oh, for the show, that sounds suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, hey, Tone, if, you know, what would you do different? You know, what happened? Hey, you broke up, you know, do you mind if we talk about your current? Yeah, why not?
In that same space, when it, for me, it's always a conversation of, yo, Tone, because, which is another conversation for another day, but because topics are brought up with you, there will be hypotheticals that still may have some relevance. And I'm like, listen, if he wants to talk about it, like, because when you're in that situation, a lot of times you'll tell me, you told us, even off air, I don't want to talk about that. Like, I'm either processing it or I'm dealing with it. And so, like, leading up to that, when it's not good, it's still some vulnerable points where it's just like, listen, we've talked shit out off air. And I'm like, that's where it needed to be discussed. Not because in this space, this has been cathartic for us, yes. And then there's also things that create a space for us to talk here, help people, and then a space for us to talk off air and to have that camaraderie, have that vulnerability within that space as well. So I think that there are boundaries that need to be positioned in every situation. And if you don't speak those boundaries or put those boundaries out, then these other people can't respect it. Or these other people can't say, listen, I don't fuck with that. And you can be like, in any one of those situations in life, you can be like, okay, well, if you continue to not fuck with it or press the issue, I'm going to take that as a sign of disrespect and I'm going to act accordingly. Right, like I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. Like, so if I'm like,
you got on maroon shoes, man. You want me to go get my own?
No. Okay. I'm saying because from where I am now in life is just like, yo. You have to pay attention. You have to, and if something is over the course of the week, which had literally had absolutely nothing to do with the previous conversation. It had everything to do with conversations that I was having throughout the week. And I started to see signs like, oh, boundaries are important. Oh, setting proper expectations are important. oh, me making sure that I'm vocalizing where I am or what I'm thinking about in that space is important. And if it is directly affecting the team, that's another conversation. But when it comes to your life, when it comes to my life, these are individual perspectives. These are individual situations. These are individual experiences. And if you don't say anything, then there's no way for anybody else to say that they knew. Now, if they know and they keep on pressing the issue, then it's there's a different type of conversation that's going to be had on that side. Like, with other people, like, if you ask, I just said, like, I'll just choose not to answer, like, yo, I'm not gonna speak on that, like, and that will have to be dealt with however it's dealt with. So I mean, like,
you
I said, when it
mad,
comes,
you sound mad bold over there, man.
No, I'm saying dealt with, like, you may be like, I'm gonna keep on asking, I'm gonna be like, okay, oh well, I'm gonna have to keep on saying I'm not right. So dealt with in that, right. Like, no, I'm not. And here's the other thing too, I realized this probably about the second or third time we had a
heated debate.
Yeah, like a discourse. Mm. Ain't shit ever been serious enough, and from my perspective, where I'm be like, hey, we need to go get red shoe. Where you're like, if you're like, yo, I feel disrespected, I'd rather just dead the conversation at like where we have become, like where we've gotten to, mm-hmm. Like. It ain't that serious for me. This is not a personal attack. This is like us having a conversation. Now, part of the reason why I don't go past a certain space is because I don't want it to ever come off like it's a personal attack. Like, these are conversations that are relatively hypothetical with real world application. Like, or real world experiences, but that are not directly imposed on whatever your life is. Because I'm going to keep it a whole bean. Like, when something is going on with me, I don't give a fuck about no hypothetical. Like, I'm going to take that as, oh, that's some shit that's going on with me.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if I was having a conversation with somebody and I tell somebody something, right? Me and my girl's having an argument, mm-hmm. Right? Me and my girl have been beefing or whatever. And then I go tell my homeboy that, and then he starts talking about how niggas just off GP, like, not even trying to start shit with me, but like off GP, how niggas be acting like bitches when they argue with they girl. Mm-hmm. Now, that shit ain't got necessarily anything to do with me, but I'm going to be alert. I'm not going to be triggered. But I'm gonna be alert. Like, all right, let me see if he's giving me some insight, or if he mentions Tamika. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Outside of one chick, we've never mentioned her name.
No, we haven't. No, I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out, because I do this. Mm-hmm. And this is another example of me. A lot of the topics come from my history.
Right. From your history, not your current experience.
So we've not talked in the last 2 weeks about exes coming back into play, or, you know, having feelings for one chick and being, come on.
With your, no, so when we're having these conversations, exes, if you and your girl currently, right?
Or your girl fucking checking, you know, some chick hit on you while your girl fucking watching. Like, no, I ain't say being specific, but like, come on, that happened.
No, we've had those conversations. If they're static, right, if the relationship, God forbid, takes a turn, right, and we're like, hey, Tone, let's talk about whoop de whoop de woo. For you, that may work, and this is because why it's three different perspectives.
Because if I'm processing, I can't. It's gonna be bad for the show. Because if I'm still processing mm-hmm. something, I don't really know the answers, and it's gonna come off like crap.
But that's my whole point, bro. Is like, a lot of times. And it's always perspectives, right? It's always your perception of how something is being experienced. If I'm having a conversation with you about something off air, mm-hmm. right? And it's been asked more times than not, hey, can we bring this up on the show? And there's been times I've been like, yes. Times I prefer not to do it. Because when it happened one time, mm-hmm. that ended up spiraling into 3 weeks worth of things that was provoked unnecessarily, I think. It was provoked because of ego, and it was also provoked because this kind of a little juicy. Like, instead of being like, all right, my nigga, let's put that shit to the side. Like, because with that one situation, I said, bro, I don't feel comfortable having this conversation. And it kept on being brought up. And then I bit and started talking about it. And I already knew she didn't come at y'all. She didn't come to you or Wayne to talk about the situation. She came to me. And that was another week's worth of drama that I was trying to close the door on that was unnecessary.
Why didn't you say go to Tone or Wayne? I'm curious in that situation.
Well, I briefly had that, yo, I didn't even say such and such. And they were like, she said, but I was dealing with you. And I said, you know what? I got to take accountability for that.
One situation, because I can talk about it, was said directly about me. Mm-hmm. There's like no sub. This ain't subs, it's direct. Right. Like, come talk to me. Don't talk to Michael.
Did they?
Andrew. No.
Okay. So at the end of the day, I still had to deal with the static though.
Why? So, don't talk. If you can shut me down, this is one of the things I think people don't understand. I've known, from my point of view, watching people, especially my family, myself even, friends, family, no matter what, right. You treat your, people tend to treat their friends and family with less regard than they treat outsiders that they ain't even got anything with. Like, you're not even with this bride anymore.
At that time, we were having conversations though, and we were still trying to mend some sort of friendship. We were still trying to, and she said numerous times, like, I don't feel respected. Let me put it to you this way. Imagine.
I don't recall it that way.
Well, that's what was in the text. She said, listen, I thought of you as a friend, and I felt highly disrespected because these things were brought up. And I said, listen, we were bigging you up, really. And she was like,
"That
isn't
time. The second and third time y'all weren't talking. You was like, yo, I'm just trying to let that go.
We were
cool, but I'm going to try to let that go.
But that's what I said. We're cool. At that point, that really severed even us being cool.
That, okay, then.
So what I'm saying is if any one of your previous people had a perspective, if anyone, or even in a current situation, if you're having static with somebody, they make mention of something, right? And I'm like, I'm never going to address that woman knowing that you guys have relationship.
Hang on. But if that woman says something to you or something about you, and she comes to, or let's say you say something, she's like, well, and it causes, hey, man, you need to talk to that dude. That's different because I got a girl. You feel me? It's different because.
Let's say your girl,
I can understand you coming to me, but she wasn't.
If one of your exes, I'm still going to give you that respect. And this is why two different perspectives is so important
for y'all. And I don't do the he say, she say. I do sit down.
It had not. But this, at this point, it wasn't he say, she say. She's listening to what is said.
But what she said to you is she say, because she didn't say it to me.
Then she sent an email with what she had to say.
Then why didn't she come and say it to me?
At the end of the day, I don't know.
That's my point.
But my point, but you're not hearing my point. My point is, at the end of the day, that is a person who I have no control over how they respond
to
something.
But you're saying you're dealing with static that you don't.
And I'm trying to maintain a friendship, coolness, some semblance of a relationship in those spaces.
But you said y'all wasn't talking at that point.
We were not. Are you still cool with some of your exes?
Cool in the sense of we're not at each other's throat? Yeah. Cool as, oh, we hang out? No.
I didn't say anything hang out. I said,
no, I'm just saying, but like cool can mean different things.
Okay, so if when you guys are on the outs though, or even if it's a person that you're dating, there's an awkward time, there's an adjustment time where you guys are going to give each other space. Those things are not going
to
be talked about. And I only
talk to my ex because we got kids. Those, the other ones, I try not to. There's only one, which is the most recent ex, and that's because of, you know what I mean, still some semblance of feelings.
So if that's the case, if that person says something, and I'm like, well, I'm going to address that person, you may say, I'm going to bring them both in. Yeah. I'm going to say, hey, this is how I felt, and this is the end of it. Because one, that's not my friend. I don't have to deal with them on any other level.
Right.
So in that same space, she may say her piece. I may say my piece. And that may be the end of it. That does not mean that that person is not going to say something to you. See, here's the thing.
If that's how you handle it. But if you're saying, hey, the way it sounds to me, mm-hmm. I had to deal with that. No, you don't. Hey, man, that's between you and Tone.
That's all well and good, bro. Like I said.
That's between you and Michael Andrew.
So now, then that's your perspective.
Now, if you want to sit down and we can talk about it, because I'm not doing all this talk. Like, because she came at you and said some shit. Oh, I'm not doing. No, but talk to Tony Davis. We all met at the same time.
But, bro.
It's not like y'all had a serious. Hang on a second. It's not like y'all had a serious fucking, you know, relationship.
To you.
Dude, you said y'all went on one date.
We had been talking for almost a month. Schedules did not allow for us to deal with it. And this is just one example. Like, so I don't even want to get caught up on that. At the end of the day.
What other examples do we have? This is the only one.
Well, we have a situation where with a recent young lady where we were talking about, well, let's talk about why she wasn't interested.
I asked you if it was okay. Matter of fact, I said, yo, we should da-da-da-da. And like, kind of like, just like fun.
And I said, what did I say?
He was like, yeah, go ahead.
I said, if you want to reach out, and you should reach out. Right. I'm not saying that was wrong. I didn't even finish my statement there.
Okay.
When she said, we had that conversation, that person may or may not, because I haven't even asked them about it, but that person may or may not have felt comfortable with
She said it was awkward. I can just say that.
Okay. So if they're like, yo, this is awkward. These are people who are saying, I didn't sign up for this, and I'm being brought up into something else. Now, you can say, that's neither here nor there. We're going to talk about it because these are our experiences and blase, blase, splee. That's fair. I'm simply saying, listen, for me, this is what works. If it works for you, we'll talk about your relationships. We'll continue to put your stuff out there. If that's how you process or that's how you position, then that works. Like I said, my thing is always like either we can respect it or not. Like in certain situations for what works for somebody. And that's the thing about life that we got to remember is life is always going to go through transitions. We're going to be in different chapters in our life. We may have different realizations that are more conducive or beneficial for ourselves. I have no problem, once again, going through my process of, yo, is this something that you need to think about? Maybe. Okay, cool. I can address that within myself and still not have to bring a third party into something that they may not want
to
be brought into.
I asked for three people. I asked for everybody to come in on the show. We even opened the door for the show because what I'm hearing is like, oh, that may not be. Yo, I reached out to that young lady the first time we had even talked about
mm-hmm.
us all doing a show, technically two shows. And then I'm trying to think of the other person that got, you know, brought in. I'm like, yo, the reality is it'd be good for the show, not looking at it like, oh, I didn't ask.
So,
hang on, bro. Okay. God dang. So if you're looking at it from a situation like, hey, man, we're just coming at it from the show. It's lighthearted because, you know, we're not going to get fucking rambunctious on this show.
We have numerous times with guests.
Who?
With the shorty who came on with her book, we got rambunctious.
You got rambunctious, Michael Andrew.
Okay. So I'm the only one who gets rambunctious?
No, I mean, I
So asked there you, weren't there weren't any I, in-depth
I,
questions?
I asked you
mm-hmm.
who. You said shorty with the book. I said, yo, that was between y'all two. We were quiet.
On the after show, on that initial show, Tone, you're the one who initiates questions most of the time.
But when,
and those weren't said, those weren't lighthearted questions.
But I said, who got rambunctious? After the show was played, there's only been two shows I haven't listened to, and they were probably the ones that I wasn't on. It was one about, matter of fact, just one.
Okay.
It's one about grief when I wasn't on the show. That's when I had COVID.
Okay.
Other than that, I listened. The chick she didn't get at me for some stuff.
Bro, we got at each other after, and we said, yo, this was good content on the after show, correct? When we got rambunctious, it wasn't on because there were three other young ladies in here.
They were talking about their primary, the other two, it was like two other ladies, and they were talking about, you know, getting at dudes purposefully. having sex for a purpose.
Okay.
This young lady, because y'all were going back at it, and you guys were going at it.
After the show.
But you said on the show, I said, we don't get at people on the show.
Tone, when we've had people on, well, let's just
let it process.
Okay.
We don't get rambunctious on the show.
Okay.
After show, we've gotten loud, and I said, hey, one at a time because it's bad for the show.
Okay.
I moderate the shit.
Okay. So then, listen, bro.
So my statement is correct.
Listen, bro, I'll put it out here. At the end of the day, keeping it 100, I do not trust personally that is going to be respected. Just being 100.
What being respected?
If you're coming in talking about a relationship that I'm potentially going to have or that I'm having, and you are not a counselor, you're not a physician, you're not a psychiatrist or a therapist, and you're asking me personal conversations, and that has not happened for anybody else on the show, so I would be the first experiment. Because we've never had, let's be clear, we've never had any one of your relationships on the show specifically to talk about your two's relationship. And even in that space, when have we done it?
I'm trying to think if it happened last fucking episode.
If
it was on part of the last.
We've never had somebody we invited and say, hey, this is Tone's girl. We're going to have a conversation about their relationship, their why he felt this way and why she felt that way. And we're going to do a deep dive into that interaction. We've never done that.
But we've never done that with you either.
That is what is being proposed.
No, it is not.
Okay. What are you proposing?
I'm going to prove it to you.
No, you don't have to prove it. I'm asking, what are you proposing?
I want to make it clear.
Okay.
You said about a situation, speaking of last, the subject, I don't want to call her a subject, but the person of the matter last week.
Okay.
You said some stuff that happened a month ago that she would probably look at it as, what the hell are you talking about?
100%.
We're also talking about throw it up in the air. The energy girl. The one we all know. Sunshine.
Okay.
And you aren't, at the time, you was like, yo, everything's kosher. I'm not even going to get specific.
Right.
But everything's kosher. I'm going to let that go. But, so you weren't even with her. And we're talking about the one from the first time.
So, Tone, going forward, like I said, I made mention of something that I'm going to do.
I understand, Michael Andrew. But I'm just... Like, even now, it seems like you're trying to shut it down.
Well, I'm shutting down what I've told you that I'm going to do. Like, so I understand that this is good for content and you're trying to suss out the whys and all those other things. If that's the case, I'm saying I'm just not going to engage that. So,
but if I can't come to you as my homie and say, hey, man, you see how this is weird? Then what? Are you my homie?
Why can't you say something is weird and I say I don't see it as weird? Why can't we have two different perspectives if that's what the show is about? Or three different perspectives?
We can.
Okay.
Until you get to the point where I'm taking my ball and go home.
I'm still sitting right here on the court. If I'm saying if you wanted to play 21 and we got 2-on-2, or you wanted to play 2-on-2 and I said, hey bro, we were playing 21. I want to keep on playing 21. And you say, hey, we got four people here. Let's play 2-on-2. And I say, hey, I want to play 21. And everybody's like, well, shit, we'll play 2-on-2. We down for it. And I keep on playing, but I'm not playing the same way because now we're on a team. What is the difference? If now I'm not shooting as much because I don't have to shoot. I can pass the ball more or I can play good defense. I can run the pick and roll and I can be the person initiating the pick and roll. Where is the issue is my concern. I'm still playing the game. The ball is still there. We still scoring. We still win. Where's the problem?
It's not. I'm trying to this is for the show.
Okay.
I'm addressing, and I started the show by saying I'm addressing what I believe to be the problem.
Right.
So if I'm talking to you, you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's just it. If you want to leave it that way, cool. Show's over. We'll go about our own way. However, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from as your why. You are correct.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand your why, and it doesn't add up to me.
But do I owe you a why?
Did you? You don't owe me shit, Michael Landry.
Right.
You're you.
Right.
But if you're not going to be on the show, then what the fuck are we doing the show?
Bro, why can I not be on the show and offer a perspective when that is our conversation? That is literally our ethos. That is what we start every show with.
That's not what
Why does
saying.
That bother you?
No, it's because it seems like bitch shit. That's why it bothers me.
And Tone, this is why I love that we have two different... It can be bitch shit for you, and that's cool.
But when I'm talking to you as my homie, when you offer bitch shit,
okay,
to other people, it still bothers me because you're my homie. When you offer bitch shit to me,
that's how you're taking it as bitch shit.
That's how it's presented.
Tell me what was bitch shit about? When we wanted to have a private life.
No, that's not. Don't say that. Don't put stuff in my mouth. Come on.
I didn't. Wait. I didn't say put. I said that is me.
But you alluded to.
So as Michael Andrew, let me make this statement. The reason why I said that is because I want to have a private life. I do not owe you any further explanation, bro.
You don't even have to say that.
So then don't call. So you can wait. So then you can say it's bitch shit, but you don't even.
Michael, I can say whatever the fuck I want.
100%.
Right.
And I can choose to say, yo, bro, that is fine.
Right. But if it's good for the goose, that's what I'm saying.
Then then you have the gander.
Right.
So I'm not, and I it can be my own goose.
But if you're coming at it, giving me an example, I'm going to elect to talk to. What's so funny, man?
Because, bro, you are getting upset with me about my feelings, my perspective, and about my point of view, and then calling me a bitch.
I said you're doing bitch shit. If I want to call you a bitch, I call you a bitch.
And then saying I'm doing bitch shit. Okay, let me correct. Let me amend. And then I say that is your perspective, and I respect that, and you don't respect mine.
Let's not talk over each other. That's bad. That's bad.
Fair enough.
When you do that laughing shit, that's also bitch shit. I'm addressing you on a show for content.
Okay.
We don't have to be on the show for me to have this conversation. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
And then it would get heated.
Why would it get heated?
Because I take it as disrespect.
And we've had this conversation, have you not?
And I've already addressed it.
And we've had a conversation.
So if I address it, wait for it.
Oh, so when you address something.
No, I'm about to use your point.
Okay.
If you said earlier in the show, if I address something and somebody keeps doing it, I'm going to take it as a sense of disrespect.
I said, what did I say after that? What did I say after that?
You said, and we'll handle it.
As it needs to be handled, right?
As it needs to be handled. How you want to handle it, correct?
And when we've had conversations, yes. Let me answer your question.
Thank you.
Yes. So when you're smiling, and we've had conversations.
When do I smile?
You just smile right now. So when we had a conversation.
Because we're on the same page.
Oh, so if I'm laughing from your perspective, and I've told you, bro, that is just how I release tension. I told you that, did I not?
Yes, you did.
Okay. But so when you say that that's disrespect,
see
and
how
I say.
I answer your question?
I didn't answer your question.
At first, you didn't. You had to catch yourself. That's why I smiled. Because we're on the same page.
I answered your question at a point. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So if I say that and I say my intent is not disrespect, and then you say, yo, I take that as disrespect, have I always tried to check that? Out of respect for you.
You said you would. I don't know if you had because it still happens. Because it could
and
be.
And I said that was a tick.
That's my, and I understand
and it. And so when you say
however,
something.
However, it still happens.
And when you say something, what happens? Here's where the differentiation is. If you say something to me, Mike, I take that as disrespect. I even told you that night. I'm not saying it's not going to happen again. I said, I want you to understand my intent is not disrespect. If you say something, I'll check it out of respect for you and because I care about you and I don't want something that could have been a conversation to move to something physical, literally over you saying, yo, he laughed at me. Okay.
It's not that you laughed at me. It's when I say bitch shit, because there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I do bitch shit and I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like anybody in my circle doing it.
Okay.
I don't like certain things that, you know, like when you were talking over, nobody likes that shit. And even on the last show, we addressed that shit. I had talked over you and you had said something and then I replied to Wayne, pot, kettle, which one am I? And you said, that's true.
We
both do it.
Right.
When we're addressing things, when you look at it, it's condescending. It's almost like I've only gotten it, no disrespect to you, mm-hmm. I've only gotten it from women.
Okay.
So when I'm coming at it that way, I'm trying to talk to you and hash out. We going back to if you want to say, yeah, this is why I feel, that's it. Cool, we can talk about something else, but I'm not going to want to do that. So I'm not. I'm going to continue to push. That's reality, correct?
Okay. And I said,
you've already said, if I don't want to, that's reality, okay, correct? But you've given me a response. So you said, I don't owe you anything more than that. You don't. But if you've already given me, if you've already addressed some things, what you've presented to me, and how, that's what I'm talking about. So had you just said, I ain't saying shit, okay, I'd have just turned my chair, I'd have turned the camera and just finished the show by myself. But
so even in that space, Tone, hear what you just said. Instead of saying, yo, Mike, I can respect that. I don't agree with it, but I can respect that. I had other topics that we can talk about. You just said I would turn my back on Mike.
I said I would turn my chair.
You turn your chair and finish the show yourself, even though your partner's here.
If you're not going to talk, if you're not going to engage.
Brody, I just said, like, in text, I said, hey, I don't want to bring up my personal life. I'm still happy to talk about my perspective. Did I not say that?
Yes, you did. But that's not what I'm trying to address. And you keep, you said, hey, you've misspoke, and I had to check you. I was like, don't do that. We don't like other people putting words in our mouths. I can say we, correct? Because I believe we've all done it. Hey, that's not what I said.
Okay.
Please don't tell me what I try to be clear without, you've said it, I've said it, Wayne said it. I try to be clear. Words mean shit.
Okay.
So when you're saying, oh, because I want to do this, don't do that. Ask me a simple question. That would be my suggestion. I can't tell you what to do.
Tone, why can we not let this go then? Why? And two questions then. Why can't we let this go? And why? And actually, I don't even care about why it's bitch shit. That is your perspective. So can we let this go? One, can I let this go?
You can do whatever you want to do.
Can we let this go and move to another topic? Or
what
is this
topic
gonna be
would
the
you
the
like to talk about?
You
if,
had
if it's
other
gonna
topics.
It's going to be the end of the show because we don't even have to. It's 26 minutes.
Well, you had other topics initially. So,
but I sent that.
And you
my
said,
phone?
And you said, I wanted to address this. I thought it was going to be a quick conversation and it would be, yo, respect. At the end of the day, Tone, so I'll tell you this. This comes off as disrespect to me. Like, you don't care about where I stand or something. And
how,
that's fine.
How so? I told you this show was going to be about me addressing my issues with you.
Okay.
If you choose not to do it, walk. Other than that, I'm bringing up my shit. We're not even talking about your relationships. We're using them as a frame of reference. I'm talking to you about why you did this and why I felt a certain type of way. And then when you gave me an explanation why I felt it was bitch shit, that's what I'm trying
to
get.
So this whole conversation has been about me.
No, I asked you because I said,
yes, please explain.
I felt some type of way because I thought certain things. And then you asked me, what did I think of?
Okay.
And that's what started the conversation.
From last week that you started,
correct,
right? And I said last week had absolutely nothing to do with the individual. Did I not?
Right.
Okay. So, and I said, okay, go ahead.
Over the course, let me just interject so you can address the certain things. Then you said, hey, eventually we got to, do I owe you anything else? You don't even owe me that, man. However, I also acknowledge that I'm addressing this on the show, and I've also acknowledged at a different time.
I'm laughing at this, bottom.
No, it's cool. It's for content, because we don't have to address this shit on the show. We know this. So it is for content, so people can see how we, as men, deal with our issues. If we weren't
with
on the show.
With three different perspectives, right?
With two different perspectives for this.
Well,
yeah,
for this. Yeah, yes, but
right.
Yes. Okay.
And that's fine. Right. I didn't disagree with you. Show me the time. I'll play it back. I'll listen. If I did, I'll come back. Hey, man, my bad.
I'm not saying that you
minute
did.
Minute such and such. So I'm saying,
I wasn't
yes
saying that you did.
But when you're saying, hey, do I owe you? No, you don't. But even in that, that's when I'm, remove stuff like that. Remove statements like that. Do I owe you anything? Bro, it seems like you're trying to take your ball and go home. And I made that statement. Yeah, but do I owe you? Bro, no, you don't. You don't owe me shit. You don't have to say shit.
Okay, so then we're done on that.
Okay, man.
Like, I don't. Okay. So you can. Right. And you can
be
frustrated.
This has been the All Man Podcast. Okay. I'm Tony Davis.
Michelangelo Brand, thank you for joining. We out this bitch.